Dark. Nobody can see what's happening.
Don't worry, little doctor.
Just starting the show.
You'll get your eyes back tomorrow.
Good morning. It's a nice, quiet morning. And you've been listening to a lot of
If its ambitions
space.
Could ever be attained.
And now,
if what we call the will or ego,
a lot less.
We get to recline in that big, fat, juicy waffle. And have Bean.
I think we should distinguish.
Yes, like cute Bean now owns the show.
The way of powers yes. and the way
and
of Bean.
We'll be reporting to him after work.
I don't know if that's possible. A Bean waffle, it's all bumpy.
Reaches out to an almost.
There's and no the show. Kaboo fam's House of Waffles.
They're working on the transmitter tonight.
Maybe House of Waffles. I saw that movie.
Yeah, the waffle started collapsing at the end on Vincent Rice.
That's right. And it all went up in a scary flame on the edge of the stove.
No, we have to start up. It's Doctors at Dawn.
Do we have to? Like
oh, you know, there's a show where you can call up on the radio and hear yourself talk.
Yeah, that's real neat and everything.
There's these other guys there, too, but, you know.
Yeah, it seems like, I mean, the show's so bad, anybody could do it.
You know how it is with this thing. It's like little Wotrans revolving around your head. And then, you know, they're back next weekend. No big deal. It's like they never left, right? It's like you never left.
Right.
This is the show that dare not speak its name.
Right.
Please report to the operator.
Okay, next doctor, please. Step up to the white line.
Yes, and what about all the nurses for Narnini?
And what about all the Narnian numbskulls, those pops called lion baiters and back beaters?
Yes,
come on,
about
come on quiet down,
genes.
Quiet down now. Dr. Hal means no harm.
I was only attempting to do my duty, son. Someday you'll understand and do otherwise.
Nurses, doctors, please.
There's too much laughing and
this is very embarrassing.
And
sorry,
and sorry,
Dr. Hal.
The auditorium isn't cleared right now. Dr. Hal will have to take the entire hospital out for breakfast this morning.
Or kill me.
John, hold on just a minute. Something's happened. Good morning. I don't know.
Nothing,
we can't find out. Good morning.
We just got here. We haven't woken up yet.
This war is
the awful.
This is terrible. I wish we could just go back to the way it was only a minute ago.
And we just replaced the carpet in there.
Oh, if only I hadn't voted for the president.
All over the
If only I had voted for some other president. This might have happened a minute later instead of a minute before.
Or to some other generation.
Yeah, well.
Not us.
Not me.
Not me.
No, not you. Janer.
Not me.
No, it wasn't my fault, they all said, as they fell into the
Not you, Janer. Not you.
Stop it. I can only take so many of the sound effects at once.
Oh, right. Okay.
Just give me another cup of rubber cement, and I'll get started here on the 18th book.
That's right. Oh. This time you promised I could have
a check.
A chapter.
Oh, a chapter, right. I'm
a
sorry.
Chapter.
Yeah, not a check, a chapter, yeah.
See, Bob likes it so hard, I don't have enough money to buy it all.
You just make
steal it. So
if you don't have any money, it makes the church stop.
Hi, this is the Sperms. Don't worry about us. There are billions and billions of us, and we'll bury you.
Those were the subgenius sperms. Those were the happy little ones that stay alive even though they're in the sea. They're doing their little rifle exercises. These guys are motivated.
Those were spurious sperms. You could call them spermatozoan fatuus or fatui.
You could, but it takes too long to say that. See, when we have to call up the sperm reserves, we have to get them out there right away. We can't have long names and long-winded stuff shirt titles.
Okay. We're going to our first song tonight's called Poster of Dobbs.
Okay,
it's a song we wrote when we were on vacation in Jamaica.
Right.
And Paul's going to sing this one for you.
I am not.
Well, okay, let's all.
I want time and a half. It's the middle of the night, in case you haven't noticed.
Time and a half.
And travel time.
Open this time. Time and
no,
a half
for anti-musicians, it's only like 10:30 in the morning.
Well, I'm trying to emerge from a cocoon of neutering social mores.
Yes.
Right,
aren't we all?
Well, that's good.
No report.
But
no,
I want to just come and talk about it with you. Because you're doctors.
Well, just sit down right here and open up your very soul and every other secret.
I'm realizing that I have the problem was the first step to solving it, and then someone told me about you, and so here I am.
I climbed down inside the show here.
But wait,
what do you think?
Don't hurt yourself.
Hey, Gary.
But you're a doctor,
I think
too.
I see a check up ahead.
Okay, well, just try to take these forceps and see if you can pull it out of the
here,
body.
Just all right, here we go.
Watch these guys.
Okay. I think I bit the
disgusting. Check. Wait, there's no signature on this check. We just killed another innocent
man. Makes me wonder about where medical science is leading to.
What are we going to do with the body?
And you're about to ask these,
they buried it in
these
the show.
Guys for advice.
The way you guys go on, I know what to think.
What has an
radio?
But still flies.
What do you mean?
He didn't turn his on, I think.
In fact, ask your nearest.
Turned on.
Today.
No, I. Individuality. This shows like what they.
you know, it's the opposite of a turn on.
Oh, that's why you're listening.
We're not being
heard. We're holding this position until dawn.
That's one of the most obscene and contorted positions I've ever seen, Jerry. But police yesterday were looking for an ambulance stolen while two attendants were in a house.
Ah, yes.
Picking up an injured
Let's try again.
Woman.
What do you have?
If you hang up on me again, your body will self-perpetuate in shopping malls forever.
We're isolated
and ever.
From your curses, young man.
Yeah, that's right.
Look at him. He's crawling around inside the show.
But they've done a wonderful job. It looks 100% better.
Drag it over here.
It looks like it's dead.
Words but the blood in his
okay,
eyes
set it up
isn't
on the table, Doug,
anymore.
And kind of push the face into sort of a smile. And
oh,
put some headphones on it.
Okay. I heard enough.
Oh, yes.
This is an alert.
Oh, and we start the war over again. Okay, we'd like to go slow motion over these frames.
Look at those beautiful explosions.
As we talk about, once again, the slow motion reproduction. Now, what we'd like to see.
Look at the slow motion flash, or you'll go blind.
Here's
slow motion.
Of origin of projectile somewhere central Bolivia, South America. This is
the Subgenius Church recommends that you always wear an eye patch so that just in case you are looking in the direction of the flash.
Only one eye.
Where will I go?
Only
yes, don't be like
one eye. One eye. Say one eye for
Bob. In our lap. Oh, come on. Stop all this. Stop the doctors. Yes, and too many doctors. Constantly here. In this hour.
Please stop.
Sorry, you could have done more than listen to the radio, but now it's too late. Now you only have a minute left.
Yes, and that
it will seem like hours,
but forever.
The whole show will flash before your ears. Don't listen too closely or you'll go deaf.
Doctors were swirling around the rooms
now,
and
little Palmer.
Clouds of irradiated
You'll
air.
You'll be dead in only 20 seconds. Don't let it upset you, little doctor.
But the ear is really just really messed up still.
Yeah, can't you do something?
What?
It doesn't look a bit like
I
it did when
to
it was alive.
I told you to use the size 5. If you'd used the size 5, it would all be fine right now.
I didn't know
that
conscience came in stereo.
Yes. Gary was stupid enough to drink coffee, and now he's off on his own show, not paying attention to the cue.
If you were a subgenius, of course, you too would have to get up at 4:30 and go to some other radio station in a musical and stop this show by being on that show.
When they show that movie, I'm just going to go down on my shoulder.
Yeah, good idea, because the TV bombers will be over us in less than 10 minutes. And the TV missiles will start taking off from the inside of everybody's couches, and the little TV missiles will start flying out of the refrigerator. There'll be little TV missiles landing everywhere.
Okay. In the radar, just like
open no,
new job. Battery.
This is a tape.
Oh, look out. We got a hypnopedist on the radar here.
Okay.
Oh, my God.
Yeah.
Maybe I'm sleeping.
You two call
her
on the midnight flight.
Puzzling
the evidence of saving
just,
the subgenius forces.
Over.
Out in the desert.
Feels great. I'm not on the show.
Ah, yeah, I'm not on the show anymore. I'm home asleep. This is wonderful. I hate being on the radio. I'm asleep right now in my bed. I'm warm and everything's nice. And I won't have to get up for another 18 and a half hours.
Oh, look out. My bed's on fire.
Well, that's all right. That's all right. There he goes. We'll take that Doug away and put in the new Doug here. And press the Doug button and start him up.
That couldn't be.
I've seen that face somewhere before.
It was on some horrible radio show in the 1980s.
Wow, can you feel that? It feels like they're shooting little things right through you.
Yeah, but somehow or the other, I feel my forehead. There's a hole in my forehead.
You are helping.
Plug it up. Plug it up.
No problem.
Nope.
Yes.
Hey, you guys are great.
Sorry.
What's going on here?
I don't know.
But once you're in, you can't get out.
Puzzling heaven is a scary hour.
What's all this stuff on the walls?
You have to pay
Oh, those
for
are theme ideas.
What?
We like to tack them up here and ignore them.
How long have they been here?
2 years almost.
Yeah, some of them.
We used one once.
What color were they originally?
White. We used one of those ideas.
Gray, white, gray,
yeah, you
white.
You couldn't really tell.
Green, black,
well,
blue,
get,
orange.
How did they get that color?
Well, somebody came along and set the outer ones on fire, and they just kind of burned down to the wall there.
And that caused the symbols.
Those are the ones we used, right?
And that, did someone draw those, or did they just appear?
We pay this guy from Calyx to come over here and think them up.
Yeah.
Would you like to be killed?
Oh, yes.
Okay, ready?
I'm on a stage.
Here goes.
him called Bibulus.
They called him Bob.
The same damn
cool. No. Good morning. Bob.
I'm very disappointed. Yep.
Okay. That's awesome.
Your time is up. Time for commercial.
Oh, okay. Go ahead. Do the commercial.
Do something commercial.
Okay, let's go to the commercial now.
I mean nothing. I mean, this is the Church of the Subgenius. You don't really expect nothing from them guys. They ain't got nothing better to talk about than you and your relationship to the Subgenius Church and exactly what's going to happen to you when you stand up on that white stripe and have Dobbs remove your wallet. Yes, it's true. You can have your wallet personally removed by Bob, although I would never, ever consider it myself. I voluntarily sent mine in years ago. But you, unbeliever, can personally be defiled and demunified and devalued by Dobbs. It's true. You think it sounds awful? Well, it does sound awful. It sounds terrible.
If I die before I wake, I know my wallet he will take.
Yes, even the Smurfs are armed in this sector.
Yes, we've sold weapons to everybody, and they're ready to use them. On us!
Yeah, right. So it got scary.
Yes, little Funto had bitten the head again, and now he was hiding under the table.
Oh, it looks like Funto was loose and running down the streets of the city.
Yeah, so what?
It's the end of the war. Nobody cares
and
anymore.
It's the end of the world, coincidentally, and we're all here to celebrate.
Guy in orange.
As we float up into the upper atmosphere, tiny little particles.
Yes, sure is funny.
It's comfy, too.
Time, it can be a difficult and close.
Hey, listen, don't push me around. Doctor. This could be your show. It could be anybody's show. I'm not sure what's going on. Hey, come on, get out of the way, Paul. I've got to do these things. I got to mix this stuff up. Whoa, look out! I must have put the wrong stuff in. This is not Showstopper. This is Show Expander. Quick, close the doors. It's going to fill up the station. Quick, close all the windows, too. Oh, look at this stuff. It's
fine. And I own the Subgenius radio show.
I felt like I was dreaming. I could see Paul trying to reach for the stop button on the panel, but he was floating away from me at the speed of light. We need to go on the air now.
Palmer had a terrible dream.
Can you hang up first?
Palmer dreamed he was on the radio.
Yeah, I can tell. True. This is the astronaut.
It looks like Doug's about to fall off the edge of the show.
He just ate four mothballs before he came on, too.
I'll make it to the end.
Yes, he ate four of those beautiful little brown mothballs before he came on the show.
Okay.
Oh, that
was just
a show.
Yeah, it's just that noisy little church.
Hey, look, get Funjo away from the microphone.
Well, you'd be surprised how coherent it sounds when you listen to it.
We have to clean this mess up. If she gets excited, this...
Cut the bad parts out right now. Let's not even bother editing.
Okay, snip. Fix. Now it's all
okay,
better.
Here we go. The new show.
Welcome to the Saturday morning Subgenius Radio Show.
Hi, Bob.
Hi, Bob.
Hi, Bob.
Or just kill me, children.
With a tried and proven plan to follow.
I can't say
it. Show you
so
how to stop
losing. I'm so never going to see
electronically interwoven into a pleasant musical background. These suggestions
we made everyone get up and listen.
Mind.
And nothing was funny.
Recording, everything's going fine.
I got calls from Denver and Dallas.
We get calls Hollywood from the other side of the earth on this program.
What is the other side of the earth?
Hail. The other side of the earth's all here now. We're blasting it to little pieces. And we're going to import China to Iowa and build big hills of what's left over.
That's a great party down here at the studio. We're throwing these cups and saucers around and catching them very skillfully.
Please, I'm trying not to think about it.
These Subdini people are not part of the conspiracy.
This is like the case we had earlier this week where we treated a resident for an impacted Sony Walkman.
Well, you know, in a cave in ancient Babylonia, they actually found in this cave the ancient cassettes on which Jesus spoke.
That's true, Kendi. What is the archaeological evidence for the famous Shroud of Bob?
There was a pipe implanted on the shroud, and then bound by his genitals, there was nothing. Bob impressed the images by blowing smoke that formed the picture that represents his pipe, and of course, the part by his genitals where there was nothing.
And scientists are agreed that although Bob may not have himself impressed the image, everyone else who was present was certainly impressed.
That can exasperate you if you're not careful.
I hope he can hear you. Thank you for all of your participation in this transcription experiment, and hope that you aren't sickened by the
strange, distorted musical behavior.
In fact, in my book, you're nowhere.
He's right there. You blinded me. There he is.
My God.
Now, that's not fair. You blinded me, but you gave Reedy's voice back to him. That's hardly fair.
I can talk and everything. Well, I'm going to use this opportunity right now to tell all the people that are at home asleep that they're missing out on this wonderful war program. Yes, welcome to the minute after. KPFA's own version of the after effects of the wonderful future that's awaiting us all. And here comes the first float in the parade here.
It's hard to believe that a bomb as ugly as this could look as beautiful like this.
Boy, you know, the Pakistanis went all out this year. I'd have to say that's amazing. The prettiest float this I've seen yet.
And the bomb itself is a piece of wonderment, Dr. Vritis. Is made out of completely recycled and stolen atomic material. More than 20 vital
bodily fluids, and I'm but it works nearly as good as the bomb that California has.
Well, I remember the one South Africa dragged out here last year. It seemingly seemed a little bit grim, but you couldn't argue with the function.
But it did have a lovely golf motif.
I have to give them credit for being the only people stupid enough to actually use their own bomb on themselves.
Bob. Is Bob any longer relevant to the show? Is Bob with the show any longer, or has he moved on to better religions?
Maybe they were better things over the horizon.
Yes, they saw a bigger church, a fancier church that made more money, the church that was right here in Berkeley, or Oakland, or somewhere.
Wherever you were right now. Maybe there was something down the road. Maybe the world was continuing to turn. Maybe the shadow just wasn't on Dobbs' nose the wrong way.
Yeah, that's true. Maybe subgenius wasn't everything. Maybe there was something else.
Maybe subgenius was just another chapter in some other book. And now we were turning the page.
Yes, and as we say goodbye to scary subgenius and hello to the new religion,
plenty of water every day,
we wonder at least 8 glasses what kind of more. God is going to come this bother us now. How many Jesus will it be? How much will they weigh?
Will he dispose of
what kind of anti-Jesus spray we have to use on our windowsills in the kitchen? I don't know. Last time I had to light my fire on... I can't even say it. I had to light my house on fire just to get rid of the heliopter Jesus.
This program has helped hundreds. And it will help you.
Yes, and the thesaurus Jesus. That was the scariest of all. Nothing could get rid of it.
Wishing you all the best.
Maybe we should turn the page back to where there still was subgenius.
Who was the next deity that would show up and insist that we write his life story into the book? Into some other book? Into another record? Into another movie?
I don't know. Maybe it was Frontebus. Maybe it was Hinto. But don't expect us to understand. Be there. We'll be in the audience just like you, watching the real subgeniuses.
And maybe meeting some of those real subgeniuses and being able to push them from the balcony all the way down to the floor and killing the video crew so no record will be made of this horrendous event. Here you can see the priests as they carry the event toward the event window to push it out and out into the cosmos. Ah, yes, and what a heavy event it was.
Yes, it's true. We'll be marching through the audience into the restroom to try to rid ourselves of any... any of that.
Huh?
Oh, Doctor,
you're still on the transmission.
I'm just reading off this paper in here.
Well, that's all right.
Right here? You know where it says?
Calm
says
down.
Here,
Next move.
Yeah, next move. Okay, that's your line.
Helmet.
Doctor, what are you doing up there?
Well,
Now listen closely, listeners, because we're just about to tell you the secrets of the church and why no one longer.
Just let me show you this one procedure.
It looks like Commander Hughes is taking off his helmet.
I see. He's trying to get out of the
I hear the funny music beginning now.
Dr. Vritis, are you anywhere in the vessel?
I'm down here.
Dr. Vritis.
Guys, I don't think it's safe to come out of the ship.
He's gone down to the alien bin.
Yes, he certainly has. Down there with the tiny little aliens.
Oh, they're so cute, too. But they're waving to me.
They're
Now listen closely, listeners, because we're just about to tell you the secrets of the church, and why no one longer. Why no any longer?
He can't see anymore. He's useless to us.
He's being wrapped in a flag and
given a burial in space.
And he's now been just.
Let us now play the pre-recorded hymnal. Ah, yes, the spaceman's funeral. It's so beautiful. There he goes, twirling towards the sun in his glittering coffin of steel.
Join us tonight.
Far from his mother planet. Another brave serviceman. Well, now I think we got rid of Bobo for him. We might have enough fuel to reach the station.
True. Somebody had to go. Somebody had to be sacrificed for the doctors. Yes, the tiny door. There are enough headphones in there. The tiny door and the supplies that everlastingly fill the air are here with us tonight.
Okay, that's it. There's no more people in the airlock, Doctor.
Your telephone company's new service.
There's only three of us on the vessel now.
I don't know. I think everybody else on Earth's dead.
Where'd the staff go?
Well, let's just try some old-time music then.
They've all turned off their radios. All of Northern California is studiously ignoring, listening to us. This is me radio. My show. In my evening. You're listening to me. That starts with an M.
Listener Free Me Radio.
Two and three times over.
You get... You're funny.
No, you're not.
He invented the snap-off
orgasm. Oh, yeah.
Is no robots. There are no unnatural acts.
Of Genius Church. Finally, looks after
like
all
the priests
time,
have reached the event window.
And the threats. We finally have shed the skin of the church. And we're ready to find something better. We will not look back. We will not think of the bad times.
Hey, maybe we're going to be okay.
The checks that never came. The Vreedies that complained.
No. And never came.
Now there's a happy Vreedies and checks that always come. Because the new religion really pays.
This from happening to you by turning this show off.
Oh, now it seems the priests are going off. They're having spasms of joy.
Yeah, that's just the way they do it out here.
Repeat those words you write about it. Ceremonial hand players. Death of Bob on live broadcast.
He was looking at
ceremonial head players.
After a while, finding something that he could do. The cult of Frontubus was before Doug, and though he hated it, they thought, perhaps this will enable me to make a living for my family.
Yes, so he turned Frontubus there in the Martini Lounge and said, I really shouldn't be doing this stuff again, Bob.
I just wanted a couple pages, you know.
Whatever real name is, you funny.
You really think that gave you that new dryer? Or,
okay, you or funny too, Colin.
Something like it. Maybe a food budget for the next year. Maybe a
Because
when you butter your toast before you put it in the toaster.
I'm sorry, listener, that's impossible. If you butter
the burning waffles and the bleeding waffles. Bleeding waffle good, healed waffle bad. We've heard all these old jokes.
You have to come up with very new religions, and then we'll really appreciate it. But otherwise,
we'll expect some call just kind from of somebody in Arkansas. Like this.
Up good there, morning. One, new right show.
Hello,
there's
Arkansas.
A giant airplane marker which shows the way through our secret operating booth. And here, we're going to move it by the strength of one hand unaided. Many people wouldn't be able to heave it or budge it, but we can lift it easily on one finger, the index finger.
Yes, we were aboard the USS Hewitt.
That's right, they made all those people take acid in the 60s just by playing Beatles out of the cave. He's been
okay.
Three days.
Go on out, listener.
All female sub-genies, please understand that actually all male
subgenies are lies, Alvin.
That are not in their best
interest. The Gabrofram's best Mimico hits, Alvin.
That's mostly on over the air. edge. This is a very positive program. Now, the subgenius program only has two more shows to go before 1984.
Pay the bills and take your pills.
Here we go. Here's some pills now. Okay, hand the pills to the listener there and let him on.
You can tell you're true bobhead by fucking every
hey, listener,
a glass
take
of
this
water
pill, please.
Okay, bye, listener.
You've re-enveloped us. We are going to be living in 1984 for a whole year.
No, I'm going to go back to 1948.
Well, it sounds like you should, and you should listen to Sunday's prophecy program, or Monday morning. Prophecy program, and then you'll be clean and look. He's trying to pretend he's the Meyer answering machine.
That's
a pitiful attempt, but successful, of course. We'll leave you on as a background sound effect. Okay, now.
Mr. Nelson has Skinky's wife is getting
that's right. Let them eat yellow cake.
I mean, when you see a bank burning down, well, that's me.
And when you see a lawnmower chop off a toe, well, that's me.
And when you see a fallen
see it get sewed back on, that's me.
And when you see that Golden Gate Bridge with no traffic on it, well, that's me too.
When you're riding down in that limousine to do it, well, that's me too. And then here are the three shots coming from the front side.
I was simply
great.
Looking for a humorous feature story to cap that late-breaking feature about
well,
the squirrel right that ate two fingers on President Reagan's
head. You may have had it. I have
no, I'm high on the real thing. I'm high on J.R. Bob Dobbs.
President Reagan is also known as the squirrel's friend because of the delightful zag nuts that he tosses on the White House lawn.
Bob at least saved the
doctor. Yes, welcome to the chaos.
He may mess you up.
Things happen. At least
that's probably that car might get driven right into this studio by a bad West Coast
so what do you
listener.
Think of that.
Well, that's me too. And
I can't wait for that show, personally.
When the higher-up officers in the subgenius church are all blamed for the tragic death toll on the show, the plague show, well,
that's
me too. And
actually, the Over the Edge program is more guilty of that than you are. But that's another story. Anyway, I want you all to make the best of what time we have remaining before 1984, and I know it'll be a different game then.
There's just a little bit of that so-called church era left.
That's a metro mess.
Caller, you have 45 seconds
fire the
remaining left of Radio Life. We suggest you make the most of it.
Yeah, okay. Pretty good. Madeline, are you listening?
Still stuck in a stupid, ugly world.
During the Paris Commune, they ate the trunks of the elephants.
Burning pieces of collar? They found burning pieces of collar, Gary.
Okay. They prepare $40,000 a year that I get. That's something. Well, I'll tell you, the amount of hours that I have to put in this show, all you have to do is turn on your radio and listen. That's it.
The doctors told us afterwards that we were clinically dead. Somehow woke up.
Good teeth.
It was horrible. The blood in our eyes, they had this kind of ray that made the blood in our eyes kind of coagulate and kind of start bulging out.
We thought
but then we left our bodies, so we didn't mind about our
we
eyes.
We thought we had seen a vision from the Lord Jesus God or maybe one of those space people, but it turned out we were only near Fort Blixby.
Yucky. Sure
got bad yuckatisma.
I didn't mean to bring it on again.
Stick
it.
It's the thing is, no matter how hard you try, you can't get the doctors back in the show.
It's like Velcro. God has created a new puzzling evidence offers us a grand vision of the universe as one thing.
Come on. They don't have to wake up now. Oh, okay, let's
Oh, the Night Show is going to be here. Oh, 20 more minutes, the Night Show is going
to
be here.
Father of the Marines, I know what the Corps can do for a man in getting him off on the right foot in life.
You be able to
and it was cold out there in the phone booth, and the wires whistled, and the little birds were asleep in their little tiny phone booths.
There's the audience. Look here outside. Dragging down the street, trying to get home.
Yeah.
You're kidding.
No, ugly, huh?
Whenever you
no
dime, the green hills say,
that's why I'm here. No dimes.
Repeat the
no
words.
Dimes. But to call the show costs repeat. Dimes. And to do the show costs dimes.
You will then
and to hold the show off carry
he's a big
that's
not good enough on this
he's
one.
See what happens? Even as we talk about the dimes, we've got to talk about quarters. Yes, everything goes up.
Scare you right out of your car.
Can't justify. I guess they could cut someone's throat and justify that.
That's exactly right.
Okay.
You're not safe for the man.
There's no telling how long he would think people are laughing. That's what I agree. How far after
Jesus. Well, he's still playing missions. What a guy.
Here's the 20-inch high Jesus, the 90-foot Jesus.
Oh, yeah.
And the cornbread Jesus.
And here's a little...
Cornbread Jesus.
Spinkies yeah. Jesus.
Wafer Jesus.
The walking wounded Jesus. The car Jesus.
We need a wafer that's a waffle.
Jesus. Slouching into Bethlehem to be born.
And the bicycle mechanic Jesus. And the service station Jesus. And all the most useful
to me
Jesus.
Is the most wonderful, lovable, generous human being in the whole world.
No, no. You don't have to worry about the day after.
Manufacture Jesus.
Because there's a world refitting Jesus
that
will make everything
car bombs. Yes, it was Jesus that...
Well, you know what? What one thing I tell you, I would much rather live dead than in a communist country.
You're on the air.
Clean off the theme panels. Can't go straight.
Yeah, the theme panel's broken.
Structure.
But hang on to the show real careful, Doug.
Okay, we'll both erase this part of the show.
Take 6 showers, say 7 Hail Marys.
Which of the doctors is more funny than the other? Oh, no.
Hey, did you hear I taught my dog how to play cards?
No, but if you'll hum it, I'll try to pick it out of my ocarina.
Paul, wait, look out. Look out the window.
Did you see it? Oh, my God. No, I can't see
there's
anything.
There's Nelson out on the edge of the wing, and he's trying to get inside the plane.
He's trying to the engine off music. The show.
Oh, not yeah. That again. Oh. Don't disconnect this guy. He's really good looking.
Like that.
I want him for later.
He's
tune him
there.
In. Put him in a bed.
I gotta wake up.
Time.
No, Nelson,
here you go.
The wing of the show.
Like that?
I mean, how can that be?
Someone bring me a drink.
Wait a minute, it's out there again.
Because they're listening tonight,
too.
Yes, seven state and three federal agencies listen to this show, constantly monitoring the content, moving us into the higher and higher priorities.
No, it's probably the same caller.
Yes, it probably is.
Well, I think maybe a whole radio station. I think that Doug Smith was concerned with something more immediate and scary than ever before. Yes, I can see it coming over the hill there. Yes, it's true. Zandy had grown into a show of his own.
Oh, doctor, it's Von Tubbus.
Von Tubbus was ready to fight Zandy to the death. On the air.
And so he did. And
some death is just a lack of dollars. That's what it is to me every time I see
death is a lack of dollars?
Bleeding head good, healed head bad.
Welcome to the Cigarette Hour here in the Subgenius Program.
Nat King Cole.
We're getting very, very cool.
Yeah.
And everything
chic.
Is so chic, yes.
A Subgenius experience in a cool bar of your choice.
Give me a Mahandi, eh?
A tall, cool drink of your choice. And the sex of your preference on your arm and something else on your mind, yes? Smoke in your eyes and hair in your drink. You've got problems, buddy. Yes, the health department hasn't been in here for a week, and you're its first victim. Come down to Dobbstown and get Glanscaped. Clean up those unsightly spots on your face.
And as the show rolls from side to side in your vehicle, you find it harder to steer. As you come down Highway 17 and turn your radio on to some strange story, you don't have any idea what's going on.
Open your window again. We'll try that again. Oops, I'm sorry. Okay, too many radios.
I don't...
Oh, look out. Come on. No,
I don't know what's happening
box
to you.
Now.
Your hands are cramping into
a...
A grip, and you can't stop any longer.
Oh, a vote for the doggy.
Ah, yes, one vote for the doggy. Well, thank you, sir, and good night.
Our dog for the older guy.
Well, perhaps you spent your last minute calling a radio station.
The doggy. Nothing but a party on no tools, no information whatsoever to give you. Well, you can call it and say yes. That Nancy Cat did it. I don't know. I hate cats. They make me itch. I'm allergic to doggy. Well, you know, that's not important to us. What we want to know is who did, who is the criminal, who killed Don? Was it Kitty,
your
or was it Breeze, or was
estimation
it
of the specification according to the authoritative.
And now, doctor's back on track for you.
It's nice of you.
Hyperjump complete. Sensors indicate no sign of pursuer.
No sign of her sewer. What kind of sensors were these? They couldn't keep their mind in the gutter where it belonged. And soon they were censoring everything. Your parents, your television, your family. Yes, they censored it all.
Security telephone.
Even the caller was scared. What caller?
salvation and Trump's
life. Are you still playing
well,
that message?
Where were you when the war started, caller?
I was surfing with Bob.
You're no caller.
Oh, you're right. And neither is Bob.
You need a telephone.
Ah, right. Hello.
See?
Hello?
Hello.
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 Good morning.
Good morning.
What's for breakfast?
How many of you are there?
None.
Let's see. Do you count the elevator boy?
We're all outside having a smoke.
There's a few of us.
The war started, and we all jumped in here and for shelter, and it turned out to be a radio station. Where are you?
Are there any women there?
Huh?
Are there any women there?
Good morning.
Good morning.
Hi, what's for breakfast?
The kitty.
Oh, good. How are you doing it this morning?
Pretty good.
No. How are you cooking the kitty?
How are you cooking the kitty?
Well, microwave, of course.
Oh, boy, this is going to be fun.
Can we watch?
You know what? You know what I wish you'd do is bring the microwave down to the station.
They wouldn't send any in.
Why not?
Well, they wouldn't let us bring any,
I couldn't run in
anything
high heels.
In here.
I couldn't run in high heels and get in the bunker fast enough before the flash.
Your thinking is wrong.
Yeah, the
thinking is
wrong.
His thinking is twisted.
Oh,
is this a check?
No.
Did he get the check?
Well, it's kind of a test for us.
Great Britain.
Can we keep talking and saying nothing and still have it make sense?
Your political experience.
That is a little bit like poetry, but actually what we've been doing is searching for the continuity. Somebody left the door open and the continuity got out again.
The continuity slipped out while we were looking.
There's some street people doing it. They're doing all our continuity.
They're smoking all our continuity.
How many comedians is it?
Well, there aren't any comedians.
How many comedians does it take to do a feminist
roast? Wait a minute. Do you realize who we are? Do you know that we're famous Bay Area personalities actually cascading down on you?
I mean, we're not comedians. We're
leading
members of a giant church.
Get with us.
That's the Church of the Subgenius, in case you've been dead for the last 10 years.
The two warring classes, never progressing except by hatred and conflict.
This is the Church of the Subgenius radio hour slash. It's going on long after its due slot. Yes, spilling out over into other evenings from the wee hours of the morning. This show is assaulting all continuity.
He's in the church. He sent us money, actually. He is that, sorry to say, out of it.
He is
actually. We're on the mailing list, actually, to all the major mail churches.
Timeless illness.
It's always like this for us, and
we can't help it.
And this goes on all the time?
24 hours a day. Every day,
that's right.
That's really exciting.
And you've just been fortunate enough to tune into only a small portion of
it.
Oh, yeah.
8 or 9.
Yeah, several, at least.
And are you tape recorders now, or are you live?
Yes, that's the answer.
The opportunity to purchase this fine
gun. Joan?
Well, it's horrible. I could have predicted this.
I never thought it'd get this bad.
Yeah, a bunch of guys trapped in a tiny room trying to communicate with what's left of the world. You can hear the shots in the background.
You'll see as their power
recorded lights blink on and off with simulated explosions.
I understood they were shooting some of the dissidents out on the street.
We're scared right now because you're here and you're there, and it's so scary to be here alone with nothing but poor Bob Nelson.
Well,
for something that's not even there, it's getting more and more expensive all the time.
That's right. It's become like a nightmare or a dream.
Let's listen.
Okay. Yes, we have radio shows in all major cities. In fact, we do most of them.
Okay.
Yes, in January.
You have that voice that makes you seem like you're not real. Oh, don't
listen,
hang up,
Judge.
Too
late. Yes.
Hi. Okay. Yeah, I want to get in my van.
Okay. You may even get another tape of some girl eating chicken with secret sauce. Okay. Puzzling evidence of link between Nazis still in operation after World War II to the still unsolved murder of John F. Kennedy.
Burned up like a match.
Yes, that must have been the kitty from Hill.
Sure was. No pan pots on him. Everything's full volume. Here we go.
On your minute after
we'll
station.
We'll be giving you instructions on how to survive.
You can. This is listener-censored radio, and
special,
if you send in your money, you have a shot at getting us off the air.
That is again.
Do you have your $20 Reagan poverty incurring subscriptions for almost everybody?
Okay.
All right.
No, I'm sorry. There is more. See, there's more coffee. There's more everything. Yeah, there's more comedy.
The poor little Bofam can't have no coffee.
And there are more hints hidden inside us about the new show in January. Yes, and why people will pay $7.50 to get inside the Victoria Theater and what they'll see.
Income
if we have decided to actually do a show.
Yeah. There's some we colleges there that are trying to give their money
$60 group and family subscription for those cults
groups
which sit around in large rooms.
There he is.
And for real rich people, you can set us $1 million a month.
Yes.
No.
What are you still doing out there? Well, anyway, you could call us at 848-KPFA.
I did call you.
He must have a helmet.
You called me.
Did you get one of my helmets?
Yeah, my phone's been ringing. I just picked it up.
There's a gun. A panty goon.
Panty goon, sinner.
K-Ja.
Yeah, I got it.
Huh? Hello.
K-Ja.
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 Oh, right.
I've been in touch with a lady. She's stationed over in San Francisco. K-Ja.
Oh, wow. I see. Yeah. Yeah.
Mary, it seems to me I have the right.
Wotan. Wotan.
KBFA?
A milk-white steed we offer thee. Wotan. Wotan, we have sacrificed. We have sacrificed unto thee. Wotan.
Yes.
A milk-white steed.
All the winged helmet ones are now filing out of the studio.
Da, 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 da. You killed him. He's dead.
I haven't had so much fun since we had the Libyan Hit Squad here as a guest.
Think, we ought to go have Sonny Barger do a lip lock on this guy's broom closet or something.
That sounds pretty good to me.
Yeah, well, that's,
Let's see if we can contact...
Hey, what happened to the rest of the gang down there?
Oh, we shut the door off.
They shut themselves out there.
Yeah,
we did.
Well, we sent them out to see whether it was safe enough for us to come out, and they don't look well at all.
Things have not happened.
So
the way
I think we're just
going
to have to stay in here another couple hours.
It's time for some more sound therapy.
I think can see.
Apparently, we'll take a lot of these.
Seems to be bouncing around.
It's
bouncing around.
Off the normal listener, this could remove facial hair if you can manage to get close enough to your radio speaker.
Da, 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 da. Hi,
you killed him. He's dead.
Well, caller, where were you when the war started?
Where was I?
Yes, and what did you have to do with starting the war?
I was sitting on the toilet in Poughkeepsie, Illinois.
Yeah, well...
The next thing I knew, I woke up, I was in North Berkeley.
You woke up. Where were you, and what were you doing when the war started?
Well, I was arranging books in my room. Yes, well, fortunately, the books protected me from the initial blast damage.
That's fabulous.
They covered my body, and I was able to occupy the time I spent lying there reading a few of the dissertations of Epictetus.
The surviving listeners could certainly be uplifted by that exciting and stimulating.
I don't think there are many.
How many flashes a minute can you see from up there on your...
Well, since I looked at the first one, I can't see very much at all. You know, it's very nice of you fellows to try to comfort me and everything, but the radioactive rain is falling, and I've been kind of depressed ever since this entire affair started.
Well, we really have been trying to make light of the whole thing to try to cheer up
those
survivors.
Temporary effect. You'll be dead soon. Everything will be just fine.
This is the post-nuke
you're in the minute-after show.
Yeah, this is the minute-after show, and we're here to liven up those survivors who want to be livened up, and those that like to be dead, we'll help you kick right over. You know, whatever's your forte, five-take.
We're calling all the survivors and having them share their last minutes
it's
with us.
It's sort of your post nuke welcome wagon, we'd like to
That's
think of
right.
it.
That's right. See? This is our nuclear war party, and we're having a fine old time tonight.
I see. So you've got your nuclear war paint on in a rather handsome configuration.
Yes, my little tiny hat, too. Yeah, and we've passed out the nuclear war
Go
party
ahead.
Favors.
Go ahead. Give him a small dose to
listen
Dr.
To
Hal.
These sounds.
How would you like to have been on that fatal plane?
I understand he was one of the first to go.
Yes, well, I understand he flew right into it.
That was his mistake.
Shouting and singing.
Flying blind is what that's called.
Yeah, he was.
Well,
by the
he
time.
Seemed to be enjoying himself, and it's what
I
he
would have been hungry.
The way Liz
Everyone else would have been embarrassing. You're going to die.
Look at him go.
I'm afraid
the last we were going down.
He's
there, the president.
Now you can hear the werewolves howling out there. We've been having a lot of
just fine here. The president's just kind of flat, and we fold him up here. And there, it's just fine. No, nobody look at that part.
We'll put that away and go on to our next segment here.
Ow!
Yes.
We're rational people.
One more vote. Who did it?
Hey, Bob, what's the status of your prophecy book?
Yes, well, you got plenty of stinking bicycles there. I believe in, isn't Chico the town with a 240 bicycle shops?
It doesn't make any sense, does it?
I don't know.
Seems to have melted.
He's back on track now. Everything's just fine here. The president's just kind of flat, and we fold him up here. And there, it's just fine. Nobody look at that part.
We'll put that away and go on to our next segment here in the war zone.
It's possible that
it's the beautiful dance of the officers as they twirl around the shiny floor just before they go out to die a horrible, senseless death. Yes, watch them kiss their fiancés and wives goodbye in a hopeless sense of dismay and depression.
You're listening to Listener Censored Radio.
We have a call out now for any knight of the subgenius who is ready for the frog. Let him appear at this doorway before me.
He turned and saw a terrible beast who was very angry.
If he be a knight of the true order.
Yeah, he's got to move.
You're on the radio in Houston.
He's on the radio in New York.
Why this?
He's on the radio in New York.
He's on the radio in Mexico.
You're kidding me.
He's on the radio all over.
This must be him now.
He's on Puzzling Evidence Show.
You must bring me one of your daughters.
Yes, and God bless the president's radioactive wife, too, and her little radioactive smoking gun. God bless all of them that brought this hell on earth to us all.
You too can be on the show.
I've got a brand new bag.
So the father set out and soon reached the city. He was sad to learn that there was very little money awaiting him. Not even enough to buy the children's gifts.
Merry Christmas, Tiny
the
Tim.
The tiny little salamanders.
The tiny little lizards.
No more.
All the little lizard
pals. I hope you're happy now.
Little kitties and dogs.
The boiled owls, the boiled. Cooked cabbage patch kids.
That's right. All gone. Nothing left but cockroaches, field mice,
and scorpions.
It was the nuclear winter.
No, negative on that.
No, there's plenty of room. Come on aboard.
You say there's a tentacle coming out of the crowd? A crowd?
Yes, I see a flashing light.
He's a very complicated figure, a very enigmatic figure. It's very puzzling.
Yes, go ahead.
I tuned in. I was listening to tape on my Walkman. Was there really a nuclear war?
Yeah.
Well, how do you like it, Hal? Here, why don't you roll the window up there?
It's comfortable. I like that we have got it all lined with shag carpeting. Now, this is what I call good taste.
Pass me another martini, okay?
All right, but easy on the butter.
Okay. These things slide down real easy.
Yeah, I know. It's strange to think that they grow these shells. Boy, it's hard to drink them out of this tin cup, too.
Well, we call those pink cups.
Is it going to be light soon?
I'm sorry, Hal.
I'll survive.
No more light left.
Bet you feel stupid, huh?
I really do.
Resistance How many did is you the basic take? Force of the universe.
And when do you expect the full effect to hit you?
Anyway, I'd like to get off, and I'd like to also comment that, you know...
Yes, we all like to get off. That's a thing.
There are many high-lift devices in use today.
Yes, and if you don't have those pills, you can write to us.
Don't bother us with that nonsense anymore.
Here we go, pushing, pushing.
Let's
pushing.
Take more and see what happens.
I wouldn't miss this show for the world.
First,
we go over the Vedantic scriptures for a few hours before we go on the air. Then, a quick round of calisthenics and jogging in our special Bob warm-up suits in our Bobnasium. Finally, a splash in the Bob pool and...
Hey! All right.
Whoa!
Sweet rat
got an FCC license. And nothing's been happening right around here. Half the guests are still asleep.
So there's one motor gone. Still, we must carry on. Coming in on a wing and a prayer.
Yes, the show has come around to your side of the planet now.
Turn us all into statues of oleo, which melt with the piercing rays of the dawning, drowsy sun.
Well, we'll have to type up that sun now, because as soon as you mention those kinds of things, we have to start filling out reports and doing jobs.
That's right. Here we have a classroom resource program, Summary of Needs. This chart presents a recommended resource purchase plan based upon an analysis of materials listed in the resource inventory.
Now, if we're able to complete these resources, we can get this show going.
What were the two major factors which were considered, Doctor?
Air and heat this morning.
Yeah, it was the end.
You don't have to
About an hour ago.
Think about the implications.
location.
We're pretty stupid, too, because, I mean, it was the end, and here we are. We've kept going.
Yeah,
think somebody will tell us it's the end. No way.
Maybe we won't have to go to work tomorrow.
Wow, it's a great job, though. Look at the blood and scars. And...
Come on, Jolly.
Visitors are expected to bring their own electrodes.
L.A., baby.
L.A.?
Who? L.A.
Say who?
Who?
You're not from L.A.
Yes, Yakutismo's 11, well, boblets 9.
I'm afraid we're going to have to go to line number
we
two.
We saw the game.
Just pop
nine.
Those boblets into the oven and watch them swell up. They seem like they're alive, and they are. They're waving and weeping at you as you close the oven door on them forever.
What day?
Hello.
We need a tentacle.
Yeah, wait till we find out who the pootangle is.
We want to hurt him where he lives, in his bank.
In fact, if we called Arkansas, you'd find people who want to hurt him real bad.
Okay, the Interocitor is tuned up, and off we go.
Cannon running through my
caffeine
brain.
Caffeine giblets.
But they're kind of for more advanced.
Take your boblets and place them in the oven on a greasy cookie sheet. Watch them wave their little hands and wink their little eyes in desperation and frustration. Yeah. Then slam the glowing red-hot heated oven door on their pitiful cries. Rated R.
Good morning. Welcome to Doctors at Boblets at Dawn.
Okay. You failed the test. Is it? Well, it's still 5-1.
So far, I'm
doggy over kitty. Here, where the continuity struggles.
For pulling down the property values of these poor animals.
That's right, caller. And you'll have to move into a cheaper and cheaper and cheaper animal. Soon you'll be living in a parakeet.
But this shoddy workmanship here.
Just picking your brain for the show.
Look how easily that flesh tears. They don't make them the way they used to.
No, they sure don't. These zombies are hard to use.
Yeah, I mean, don't blow off your job, man.
Yeah, job's over.
You're free of all your responsibilities.
It's slack,
the war.
It's more fun than you thought, huh? If you can walk, you got slack, Jack. If you can talk, you should be dancing right now, fella.
Yes, dancing over the graves of all your fellow humans here in the ruins of your civilization.
Hey, man, everybody in Def Leppard is now dead.
They're all just a bunch of dust now. Along with your stereo.
Or Bill me.
Yes. Oh, no, it's another little tape recorder. It must be Funto calling.
Okay. Then on Vegas, the mystery caller calls in and makes the people on the show sick.
Well, I'm glad I could get your attention.
You have our unqualified and undivided attention, sir. Please go on. We're listening
enough,
to exactly whatever it is that you have to tell us this morning.
Oh, okay.
Yeah, well, maybe if you put your little mouth hole a little closer to the phone and well, stop making a little sucking motion on the phone and just speak a little bit louder. Thousands and thousands, or literally tens of listeners at least, will hear you.
But some of them only want to have the proper ignition and lift mode.
Yes, doesn't work for me, but I do it anyway.
It's not working for me.
Well, heat, air, and time, and how do they interact with you?
We've tried the heat, and we've tried the air, and we have nothing left but time.
Hey, where are you guys? I got
right over here.
We're down. Yeah, come on. Can't you see us? We're waving. Yeah,
over here.
Over near that big pile of smoking rocks.
Yeah. Whoa. Have we got the fix on the Interocitor there?
He's about to fire a green flare from the surface. You might be able to see it.
Check out
I'm not sure that our viewers at home are aware of how this device works.
I'm sorry. You've been blinded. How thoughtless of me. I keep forgetting.
It's all right.
It's
he's not on camera. Nobody at home saw it.
He might still be able to see the glow through his closed eyelids.
We had our special glasses on ever since that South Africa incident where a subgenius device accidentally was detonated.
Who was to know that every nuclear weapon on Earth was detonated all at once by a randomly generated car
bomb?
It was a garage door opener from a car.
Yeah.
Well, there's 450,000 little voices in Oakland. We got all of those little voices all to say, Gary Gabofa. Gary Gabofa. Louder and louder and louder.
Gary Gabofa. I walk down Shattuck Avenue and I see a blue glow of light surrounding the buildings enclosing your station.
Here we're going to NB21R to show you quickly where we are talking about.
Look at that lovely blue ring. Kind of soothing, peaceful.
Yeah, like an old movie.
Looks like a nice
up
place.
My ear.
Kind of spot you'd like to raise your kids.
Look, there's some alien in this
about an inch off the floor. Yes, they're pouring in from all points of the compass. From every part of this old solar system, they're coming in and parking their skyships on the roof of our own radio station. And even aliens have no privacy. They don't know that we're peeping in on them with our super snooper eye from all the way across the galaxy. It's like they say, too many kooks spoil the brothel. And look at our switchboard. It's lighting up like a Christmas tree.
Guys, there's something wrong.
That switchboard is lighting up like a Christmas tree. In fact, okay. I believe I am looking at a Christmas tree.
Who are you? Why are you awake? But I think we should make an exception this time. Perhaps we should conduct
I think we should make a very special exception of this individual. Yes. His charge removed from the chair.
The coffee appeared.
Those guys didn't even wash their guitars after they played. We're not ready for nothing that's not ready.
Stalls to call.
A sheep in a slippery stream, and while in the swamp bongs the gongs of a throng of frogs.
No, the best thing to do with a used religion is to sell it. So we can stop the listeners.
The high price.
Kill the callers.
Hello?
So we're all
right
here, sir.
Last week.
Lights and colors?
Lively Fellows.
Oh, Lively Fellows. I'm afraid we had to re-inter them. They were only exhumed for our night of horror last week, and now they've had to go back to the subterranean tomb.
Yes.
Okay, strap the Kasners to the transmitter.
Okay, Kasner strap.
Okay, now secure the heads.
They are all
heads secured. Heads aligned.
All right.
They differ in appearance.
Set the setting for the dial for N, the other dial for P. We're taking the show to the gutter.
Here we go again.
Whoa!
They cut us off, those impudent swine. Now it's time for our listeners to take their Winky Dink crayon and draw a garish pink line on the radio. Now it looks he's coming around.
I feel better now. I'll just swim away from the building.
Right. Come back here with that boy.
Okay. Science and physics.
And I'll make it show funny someday. Good morning, caller. How do you feel about this historic moment? Oh, it's hard to hold this end of the world up.
This microphone's red hot.
I can't hold the show up much longer, caller.
And we're seeing this blue glow of light pulsating and expanding rhythmically out into the night sky, painting the clouds with its luminescence. All the consciousnesses of the subgenii are coalescing in this very one moment. It's coming from Presto Prince also. It's spreading to the exclusive store and the toy store. The windows are filled with blue light.
The Dallas police are going nuts outside. I've never seen so many Dallas police in one place.
Hey, I only eat crayons because they don't provide anything else to eat on this show. These crayons, they don't taste too bad if you eat them, if you drink them, if you have a little frop. But that's for the eggheads and the bubble dome boys, not for us normals to consider. These little creatures are rather interesting because they swim up the urinary tracts of men who are bathing in the stream and inflate their body, which is covered with red-hot spikes. And, it's not a pretty sight. There's missionaries down there. It's, you may think I'm making this up. It's true.
And they wake me up. But
the fact is that once these spikes are inflated, according to certain missionaries in the area, there's nothing to do but, it's but removal of the male organ.
And then where do they put that part?
Well, they throw it back in the river.
Right, the one with the big eyebrows.
13. Theater number 666. The operating contest will begin in 14 minutes.
Okay. A little bit early to be talking about such private nuisances, I would say.
All I'm saying is that even in fresh water, even in an old scummy pond where you might think you're perfectly safe, you never know what old Dame Nature is going to have slither up into the very heart of your being.
Yeah.
So you've got to be ready. You've got to be prepared. You've got to be awake all the time and alert and ready.
Is that why you wear that little net thing?
Well, gee, I'm glad you noticed after all this time. It's made by Mr. Robert of San Francisco. And look at these beautiful rhinestones. There's one on this side, and this one on the other side is my birthstone.
Show canceled, restart, canceled, restart. Show canceled, restart.
One of the things I love about my role here at KPFA is I get to hear directly from you, our listeners. My name is Italina, donor relations manager here at the station, and I get to hear things like, thank you for being here for our community. And we get to be here thanks to loyal listeners like you. So help us continue to be here by making a meaningful donation today. And know there is more than one way to donate. You can make a qualified charitable distribution from an IRA. You can donate stocks. You can even add KPFA as a beneficiary. Thank you for being really thoughtful about this. Thank you to our monthly sustainers and to our generous one-time donors. Donate at kpfa.org or email members@kpfa.org if you have a question about donating in other ways or if you'd like to increase your monthly donation. My name's Italina, here for Community Powered Radio, here for you.
KPFA's paid staff are a union. Hosts, producers, engineers, reporters, anchors, technical employees, phone room coordinators, event producers, trabajadores de instalaciones. We are part of Communications Workers of America, Local 9415, AFL-CIO. Because unity makes strength, and unions make great media. Together with KPFA's unpaid staff and volunteers and every one of you who donate, we make KPFA 94.1 FM in Berkeley, KPFB 89.3 FM in Berkeley, KFCF 88.1 FM in Fresno, and 97.5 K248BR in Santa Cruz, and kpfa.org.
It's the show, An Object of Rest.
What's happening?
When you hear the bell, turn the page.
String theory.
Start at whatever point in the numerical sequence you feel most comfortable.
The chair yields the floor to the table.
Johnny's gonna sing some dolphins. They taught dolphins to sniff out high explosives.
And they performed invaluable
Bishop Jones
for the nation.
There's Johnny now.
Few millionths of the power we put into the broadcast actually gets there.
A few millionths? Oh, think of the waste.
No, but you might switch off the radio.
Hundreds of thousands, but millions of subhumanoids.
That is,
savages.
Painful, and it's.
I don't think this is funny.
Maximum.
Well, we're working after the funny part.
Hi, I'm Bob, your DJ for tonight. Here's another song to get your party going. Leave Bob at home.
I better look at other things. I'm going to look at more. Prettier things.
That's right. We here at the Puzzling Evidence Show at KPFA watch the computer for you. That's right. You don't have to get up anymore. We have a team of highly trained specialists to look at their computers for you.
We're on our way to the end of the internet. We think we'll be there before too long.
Optical printing capabilities, crystal photography.
animation department. We enjoy extensive film rolls and some facilities. The laboratory was required to conceptualize projects, research and write the scripts, photograph, process and edit the films, score the music, and provide final release printing. Our personnel at the lab were Q-cleared for access to top-secret restricted data.
These things are vital to Americans everywhere.
Yeah, it's highly developed perfect. digital delinifier.
My new digital.
Because
my
of wobbly, everything's going to become
my digitally applied filter correctness.
Driving me.
See, that's... You said there's not enough me on the show.
And then all of a sudden, me. Depending on the quality of your assistance, squeeze the show.
We're like trying to squeeze the show neck. Into X-Day.
Like a chicken neck, I want to wring the show's neck. Whatever happens, it's the radio that's the happening sound. When I get up in the morning, that's the first thing I do is turn on the radio and put my ear to it, and I listen dutifully, and I say to myself, what's happening?
Don't toss and turn all night with spiders in your hair.
Yeah, I saw it.
The feature of Show Prime.
Smoke of Parliament, cigarettes today.
This is your phone.
This only is your Parliament phone gives you extra
on drugs.
Margin. Have
this
a Parliament
is Show Prime.
Cigarettes.
This is your show. Your show.
The filter case.
That's
made.
Plus the evidence. Community sports activities. Hard-hitting sports. Weather. All the weather you want to know about. Lots of weather. We got big weather.
Whether you want it or not.
You'll be so glad to get it.
And you'll get it, all right. You'll really get it.
This is your show. Your show. This is your show. Your show. The Puzzling Evidence Show.
The pioneers an obnoxious sound of every kind.
Do not lose time on daily trivialities. Do not dwell on petty details.
Do not be devoured by the dynamicus of history.
All of these things melt away. Live well.
Tighten your trousers, old trout.
You've got trousers. Wow, you're lucky.
You've got trouseritis.
Now is the envy of all the dead.
You've got trouseritis.
Now is the envy of all the dead.
You've got trouseritis.
Now is the envy of all the dead.
You've got trouseritis.
Now is the envy of all the dead.
You've got trouseritis.
Now is the envy of all the dead.
You've got trouseritis.
Now is the envy of all the dead.
You've got trouseritis.
Now is the envy of all the dead.
I used to envy the people with the trousers.
You'll envy the legion of dead dads in their trousers before this night is through. Who knows? Who cares? Who wears the pairs of dead man's pants that dance in the darkness of the eyes?
Too many pairs of pants.
Yes. You'll know at a glance by the two pairs of pants that it's good old reliable Nathan. Nathan Detroit.
Well, I don't care.
The man with the pants.
The man with the pants.
The man from France.
He dances in the darkness of the noonday sun.
The man with the pants from France.
The dead man's
pants. The man's
pants
not from France,
dance.
Just his pants are from France.
From near France. Among the plants. And did my hands.
Remember that great stereo amplifier they used to have? Oh, what is happening? What is happening? When you hear the bell, turn the page. Ready?
Okay. Everybody's snoring away happily here in Peaceful Valley, which is modern as today.
Plus, more from Chris Rock, live from the Dolby Theater.
A police investigator and a music industry source in a position to know.
Ach, du Lieber. In heaven, what? It's wet. What? Hey, wet.
They say that a New York area mob figure often supplied cocaine to a former CBS Records employee.
The pattering of the drops on the little leaves. If you just washed it every now and then, you wouldn't have...
If you act now, we'll throw in the motorcade crush.
Okay.
$49.95, 12 payments, easy.
I can...
And here's...
No one has turned down.
Dinner in his body. You can activate it, you know, like you push the button and you clear the dinner table really quick.
I reach.
At least of people.
They should be playing a card here, but the computer won't help me.
Isn't there a commercial we're supposed to play on the What's Happening sound so people will know what to buy and do?
Yes, but my electronic brain refuses to help me.
Why don't that brain help us?
Well, then I would take the... Because it knows that if it don't...
You know who you're mad at?
Cut its little wires and get its brain
out.
And it's hiding underneath the little mouse hole.
You mean this radio itself does not even know that it is the What's Happening sound?
Yeah. It just
That's the dumbest radio I ever heard.
It doesn't really need to because it is the happening sound.
Why don't we tell it? It doesn't have the ability
the self-awareness,
to know, though.
Yeah.
That's the problem.
In a way, it doesn't really need to. Like the guy talking here.
It's the now sound.
It's the you're in the know with it in whatever city, community you live in. The radio guarantees it.
I listen to a fair amount of radio.
You're in touch with the world because of it.
Of course, I feel like kind of an oppressed minority.
This is the What's Happening Sound. Radio, that's
I mean, how many people
that's where it is.
Listen to the radio?
The local beat.
Everybody listens to the radio. That's one. It hasn't changed, but mostly in the car. It's where people do. It's changed a lot.
But you know what they had to do? They've got music, sports, and interviews.
Yeah. And what's happening?
I don't have any special features, though. I just listen to basic radio. This is the most exotic program I listen to.
Normally,
I don't get serious.
That I can believe.
Or anything like
you
that.
You don't even get stereo. You just listen to mono, right?
That's right.
You know, a little tiny $10 Radio Shack radio.
But you have to use batteries, man. You have to use batteries. It doesn't even have a wall board you can play it with.
Well, actually, that's not true. I do have, it's like these little studio student speakers.
It's not like a crystal radio that you just have pinned to your garage door opener.
Really? God, I've been using it to open beer bottles.
There, the radio's telling me, and it's radio, little radio voice. Shmiggly. Yep. Uh-huh.
Yeah, it's all about headphone volume.
Yeah, it's pretty horrible.
So, well, should we recap the show yet, or is it too early to recap?
Why are you kneecapping the...
We're going to recapitulate.
Okay, kind of started like this.
Maybe we should reconnoitre on the hill up there.
Three. Sure, all right.
And recapitulate the show.
You cover me. I'm going to go rest up there.
We'll let the show percolate through its most unforgettable moments.
I'm going to go up Pork Chop Hill, and you can go up Hamburger Hill.
We'll be on the hills together, percolating the show.
The camaraderie, the valor.
Starting right now.
Hold the onions.
This is a moment that was one of the most unforgettable moments in the show so far.
Okay. And anything in life.
There it was. That was so unforgettable.
But that segue.
So nice. What a moment. What a moment to remember.
Yeah,
these are the moments that we want to keep in our hearts.
I'm validated in my heart.
From now until forever.
With a wooden stake.
Maybe even in a second life, we would want to recall these moments.
Again and again.
The finest moments.
Not available in any
store. That we've ever encountered in this life or any other life. Before or
slow
after.
Slow down, I'm trying to write this down.
Well, sure, this amazing. All this.
Isn't it beautiful when two people or four people can get together in a moment and each recall the moment like that?
It's funny.
Are you against the conspiracy?
Subgenius collection.
Yeah, sure I am.
Special, unforgettable epiphanies and moments.
Yeah, it's written in, right? It's in the contract.
About to be
withdrawn. Did sign the contract.
Sure, you were left to die of starvation, but that's not your fault. You can always learn something. Any time you listen to the Puzzling Evidence Show, you're always going to learn something. And the Puzzling Evidence Show lets you keep half your mind. So you have to keep that half. You have to do something with it, you know. The other half, he's he's glad to control the
That's
other
exactly
half
right.
of your
That's
mind.
Where that...
I like the way the radio speaks. It speaks volumes. I better look at other things. I'm going to look at more... prettier things.
That's right. We here at the Puzzling Evidence Show watch the computer for you. That's right. You don't have to get up anymore. We have a team of highly trained specialists to look at their computers for you.
We're on our way to the end of the internet.
Yeah.
We think we'll be there before too long.
Always, always, always the best music. You guys play the best music. They always play the best music. Always playing the best music.
You know. It spoke a volume just then. Wasn't a very nice one, but it did. Oh.
That's what happens when you're on the radio long enough.
You say it, and then it happens.
Huh? Oh, yeah.
Dr. Hal, I don't know how you
I'm
do that. It's so
amazing. Sawing wood over here to make a popsicle stick house. It's going to be charming, but in just a moment, it's going to be time to rest, to lie down, to become recumbent, to introduce... the dewy, feathered sleep. Sleep, the gentle sleep that knits the raveled sleeve of care. Ah, 'tis a sad thing. The kingdom of Morpheus beckons. with all its dreamlike charm. And as I wait, sweet music breathes above, around, and underneath, sent by some spirit to mortals good, or the unseen genius of the wood. Oh, what do you think? But let my 2 feet never fail to walk the studious cloisters pale, and love the high embowed roof with antique pillars, massy proof, and storied windows richly bright, casting a dim religious light.
It's the show, An Object at Rest. When you hear the bell, turn the page.
String theory. And now we bring you back to the Starlight Room and Ramon Rocchello and his high-stepping country kickers.
Yeah. But I liked it. That was funny. That was really funny. Now the show can relax in its the safety of its own delusions for a while. Ah, this wool I just pulled feels so soft. It's not scratchy like that old harsh wool. This is soft wool. It's like a cashmere sweater. Makes your eyes feel so comfortable. What? I can't see, though.
It's the show, An Object at Rest.
The show has more episodes to introduce into the Akashic Record.
So relaxed. While this computer tries to woo me, whispering its sweet nothings in my ear as it worried.
From the 60s to now.
Always, always, always the best music. You guys play the best music.
Now is the envy of all the dead. It's not really an ear, it's an auditory receptor device.
Well, we enjoy the hell out of it. Aren't we sub-geniuses, after all?
Sure.
Yes, enjoyment is our employment. Enough said. And now, on the moonlit bights of the Chattahoochee River, we see the hanging Spanish moss.
When you hear the bell, turn the page.
Hey, look, when we take over this country, we'll make these guys barons, and that way they'll feel like they're still powerful.
Democracy has failed. Let us bring back the old order with its nobilities and titles. And I'll just have my special session over here.
Let's take a picture.
Oh, well, that can't turn out good of me. I'm going to have werewolf eye. Well, you know. Oh!
He's got a ticket to ride.
Yes, first there was lovable.
But he don't care.
Little Dondi, and then there was Joey.
Four,
and there
three,
is Joey.
Two, hold it, stop. Recount. Wait, let's start again.
Okay,
now,
sorry.
Breath, take a breath. Everybody take a breath.
Joey had a hard day today.
Okay. All right.
Robert.
All right, I'm ready now. Let's. Okay, this is the real start.
Okay. This is the real thing.
This is. All right. Yeah. All right.
There we go.
Cue the cue.
I changed nothing. What happened was.
Including your underwear.
Yes. My voice sounds fine from your end. But when somebody calls in, it becomes a cacophony of noise that hits the audio ceiling.
Unbelievable.
Who would
do that on the radio? I've never heard of a show.
Of noise.
Like a cacophony of noise.
That should
only be allowed to be right here.
I like it when you've got the line of lines. It's a line, but each line is another line.
between my...
Each point in a line extends off in another direction.
Okay, let's start again. Ready? Five, four, three, two. Hold it. Stop. Wait, I'm going to go back to one.
Squanto.
Go back to five. Or should we go to 10? Maybe, should we start at 10? Go back.
Well, it's like...
There's no reason why we shouldn't.
Okay, I'll yield to the majority opinion.
Start at whatever point in the numerical sequence you feel most comfortable.
The chair yields the floor to the table.
Start at whatever point in the numerical sequence you feel most comfortable.
The chair yields the floor to the table.
Start at whatever point in the numerical sequence you feel most comfortable.
And the bench.
Let's just table that for a while, okay? Can we table that discussion?
Be it so
put
ordered.
On a table and then nail it down.
Yeah, it's all about headphone volume.
Oh, stop it.
Yeah.
You rude thing, you.
Yeah.
Was radio wooing?
This is the way radio describes what's happening.
Oh, yeah.
It's the sound of the radio describing what's happening.
Like, even if it were X Day or St. Stephen's
Day. Or for any day. Because that's how things happen.
Yeah.
Used to happen, not anymore.
Yeah.
Interesting how these things aren't in any particular order. I just don't understand it. I don't understand.
There's something crazy about this. It just doesn't make any sense.
Don't make no sense at all. Not at all.
Well, I took some of that stuff. Sensitol. I took about 4 milligrams half an hour ago.
Well, we can still say tape. We can think about it as tape, but really it's just snippets of sound, whatever media they happen to be in.
What a wonderful archaic time.
I told you. Hear that? Did you hear that?
Refound on radio. Refound on radio.
You can find it. You can work that, those grooves, man. That's groovy. I dig it. I dig that crazy sound, man. Those dips and dweebs and squares and cubes out there, they can't dig it. They don't have that what's happening sound in their hearts.
There's nothing left to do if you don't have that.
Can be found on radio, the what's happening sound.
I love the way the sound happens. Man, you could do this. You could make your own Puzzling Evidence Show. This.
Yeah.
This is your show. What's happening?
You don't even know what's happening.
Your show. It's what's happening. And radio, the what's happening sound, tells you about it. Instantly, day or night, around the clock, with the speed of light. Radio is the sound of busy people doing their thing. People hard at it, contributing to the enlightenment of mankind and a better world for all of us. If it's happening, you'll be first to know about it with radio, the What's Happening sound.
My brain's working overtime.
The brain is no longer the boss.
That's
Ave atque vale. Yes, we offer many prizes, including the deviled egg.
Are the callers still there?
A devilishly easy way to serve.
Drop a little button.
He hung up.
With trident and pointed tail and cloven hooves.
That's a scary theremin.
Sturdy snap-on.
That is a scary.
You have to make your own theremin. Is that one of the rules?
Free transport. And if
that sounds like
a dishwasher safe. Car. No, nobody would do that.
It changes from blue.
I'm just mashing the music here.
Look what you did. Oh,
some more CD. Oh. A little bit more album.
But you...
The theremin protects me from any bad influence of
getting
the music.
Punchy, eh? At one time, my eyes would have been good enough to read this horrible poem here.
There we go.
That sounds better.
Yeah.
I'll play my thing here.
Your thing? You've
Philo
got
moved to the hinterlands of
Philo
Tennessee and
getting
built the
into
largest
the
theremin ever. With babies?
Ah,
and theremins.
Ah, like
yeah,
it.
I said a prayer
good, yeah, yeah.
for you today, and no God must have heard. I felt the answer in my heart, although he spoke no word. I didn't ask for wealth or fame. I knew you wouldn't mind. I asked him to send treasures of a far more lasting kind. I asked that he'd be near you at the start of each new day to grant you health and blessings and friends to show your way. I asked for happiness for you and all things great and small. But it was for his love and care I prayed for most of all.
Really?
That's printed on the I said a prayer for you today wall cross, the perfect way to show you care. What a touching gift for a loved one or special friend. Featuring a raised hand-formed flower designed for a graceful 3D effect, this beautiful cross comes engraved with the inspirational verse you just heard.
Why do you want to torture Jesus?
Made of 100% poly resin.
That's what the whole thing's based on.
Measures 10 inches by 5
it's
inches.
It's a two-way
what
torture
did Jesus ever
session.
Do to you?
Christine
hanging
is.
Hardware not included. You hear that? Not included.
And the guy
Jesus would be shocked if he came back and saw people like worshiping him.
Yeah, they'd give him electric
cross.
Shocks this time. They couldn't last time because that hadn't been invented.
He'd say, take me down off of that thing. That's hideous. What are you doing worshiping my corpse?
Well, when we had the Night of Slack long ago, one of the features there was the Shroud of Bozo and a special triptych showing the cross where Bozo had been crucified, but rather than to remain in such an untenable predicament, he'd sawed off his legs and hands and left them there and left the penalty of crucifixion.
It's tough to saw off both your hands. I mean, what are you going to hold the saw with, you know?
Well, confidentially, maybe he had help. And maybe that was the point, that we should not allow Bozo to struggle himself to end crucifixion, but actually give him a little assistance by operating one of the other saws.
You need a sawzall so you can saw all your limbs.
All your
yes.
limbs.
Yeah, all the limbs you can see, you should saw. If they are nailed to a cross, that is.
There we go. And hoist up the
it's
picture.
It's not like they'll be any good anymore.
Yeah.
Although the ancient prophecy was that Jesus' bones would not be broken. So they think they put the nail through the radius and ulnar rather than the carpal group. By Grabthar's hammer, by the moons of Warvan, you are avenged.
All right.
The Aunt Bertha in Space episode.
Why do you have to remind us?
How would I know? Who would know? Who would tell me?
This show will not be held responsible for anybody
kinda
having
like
adverse reactions to
or something.
Like in Pete Goldie's backyard.
A corpse flower.
Well, maybe Pete's got an actual corpse.
The
is
hot
that
burning smell.
Dancing with the corpse flower?
Burning.
It's some
flesh.
Everything with corpse, right?
Across the sunlight.
Oh,
heard from a guest.
Coming in on a wing and a prayer.
I made a decision to be reassigned to Earth.
Though there's one motor gone, still I must carry on. Coming in
not be certain where it actually
on a wing and a prayer.
Thank you, Emily. This will bring me great comfort in the days ahead.
For
do not dwell on petty details.
Reality available to our customers only.
And save there now. Save yourself and save there. Save there and save often.
You could wind up celebrating with a six-figure payout.
You are alive and having this show. Now is the envy of all the dead.
Ah, yes.
Now is the envy of all the dead.
Nothing would give me more pleasure than to award $100,000 to you.
Is that what he said? Now is the envy of all the dead.
Or any other caller.
Yeah,
it is. Program.
Now is the envy of all the dead.
Yes.
That's what he said.
Sad moment. Me and Mrs. Jones, we...
Thanks for using the show tonight. In the show here. Stuck the show in your own show here.
Show me the way to go home. I'm
special aperture.
Have a drink.
When you hear the bell, turn the page.
String theory.
Hey, are you still there, man? Are you with me?
Radio's wide-ranging features, you know, tell us what's happening.
Really?
Yeah, medicine, industry, finance.
Wow, man.
Computer science.
When I leave here, I'm immediately going to listen to the radio.
A manned spacecraft orbits the moon. A new chemical breakthrough conquers a deadly disease. Diplomats meeting in Paris attempt to bring peace to Vietnam. And underwater scientists find new knowledge in the darkness of the ocean floor.
Remind me. Heck, we're doing everything but making the
jackpot. All right, as you'll see, interlaced with the frames of the original Hitler image, we found these sections. Now, we thought they were just noise, but they're actually data. Huge amounts of it.
Isn't it formal in here?
Yeah, that's right. Bob?
Yeah, great. Whatever.
This is great talk radio.
It's what's happening, and radio, the What's Happening sound, tells you about it instantly, day or night, around the clock, with the speed of light. Whether it's a PTA meeting, a congressional debate, or an astronaut reporting en route to the moon, radio is the sound of busy people doing their thing. People hard at it, contributing to the enlightenment of mankind and a better world for all of us. If it's happening, you'll be first to know about it with radio, the What's Happening sound.
And would have to get a third radio. You know what to do with the first radio, but you can't do anything. A lot of people say you couldn't get hooked on radio and crystals, but I got strung out. When I was down, you know, like if I lay down to go to sleep after being up about a week, I'd wake up with cramps, feeling low, and couldn't get out of bed. You know what to do with the first radio. I'd have to fix radios in order to get up. Your skin gets discolored. Your teeth get rotten. I'd always be nervous if I didn't fix radios. You're wired. And I'd tear that radio apart, too. And then I'd fall asleep. Oh, a lot of people say it's just emotional or psychological. But I did get physically dependent on them. I'd start out with one radio, and then I'd have to take another radio apart to get a tube or something. And I'd tear that radio apart, too. And then I'd fall asleep. By the time I'd fallen out, I'd ruined three radios. You know what to do with the first radio. Rap. Or talk. A lot more. You're wired. Get dates much easier, too. I was losing rapidly. Sometimes I stayed up 6 or 7 days. You don't even know what's happening. I'd start out with one radio, and then I'd have to take another. You're wired.
For some atmosphere, and I never look back.
Enough of it.
Not another
edge, boy. Bring me something cutting, something fresh, something hot.
Well, things are going very well, actually. The second printing of How to Be You 2 hits the shelves next month, and Simon & Schuster's already pre-ordered 12 million copies, so we are completely ecstatic.
Sheldon! Bonjour!
You backstabbing, underhanded little puppy pig! What? This is my show, my story. 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 My microphone.
That's why we do it here. Because it's what's happening. Hey, is that some sound over there?
No, I don't know. Where?
I can hear it happening.
I was looking for some, but I can't get the little computer to,
bombastically.
Looking down from on high.
Looking down from on high.
Just little peons in the street there.
Castigating.
Trying to change history with a little bleating.
Pompously castigating.
Yeah.
Bombastically.
Hey, all of you work people.
Ha 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 ha. Today I don't even drive my own show.
No, we got plenty of conversation. You know how it is on the show.
It's the What's Happening Sound.
This is caca.
No, well, it's a little better than that.
Sound.
It's all true.
Sound. Radio.
what? This is how radio
Thank
works.
Thank you for letting us into your home.
Is this...
You are always
this
welcome,
can you, do this?
Do not adjust your sincerity control.
Little
that
thing
is perfectly,
up or down.
True. Everything is obviously, patently true. Because we told
more,
you
more,
so.
More, more, more.
If it wasn't all real and genuine,
You know,
it's
there's just
true.
Not enough me
it's
in
true.
This show.
It's
oh, there,
it's
I don't guess so.
It's true.
That's
it's
weird.
True.
It's like a weird.
I just turned up the master.
But it's all sort of leftish instead of right. Rightish and leftish. It's lefty rightish.
Violets are red.
Heavy on the leftish. But I would expect that.
Are there other phones there?
Don't you think we'd know about it?
I want to know what you want.
Mine sounds okay. I want more show.
Time code is locked. Satellite uplink is sealed.
Tracking is a go.
It's going to happen because it's happened to a lot of people I know.
Now what? All right, let's take off.
I
can't breathe.
I love him as a friend.
And I need your friend.
Not like my ex-husband. There's a passion there for a soul. I thought I wanted this simple life, but I was wrong.
UFC lightweight champion.
Yeah.
Wait a minute, let me turn this down.
Turn it down.
Milo, I'm Alexandria.
We hear your phone
I'm
now.
Phone
You're having a phone
can
issue? You knew that I used to work for the phone company.
His phone
right?
is in a shoe, he says, like in Get
He's having
Smart.
A phone shoe, like Doc, okay. like, you know.
Well, it's like feng shui.
No, like Get Smart, like Maxwell Smart had a phone shoe, you know.
Yeah, he did.
Yeah.
It was maximally smart, too.
I think it's a solar flare.
Now that makes sense. A solar flare
is not within the purview of
that makes
our
perfect sense.
Investigation. Please try again.
I think it's solar flare.
Oh boy!
I am a
oh boy!
I'm gonna interrupt all the phone lines and phone companies. And
oh my gosh!
Have you heard the latest?
Have a suicide man check into the solar flare.
I think it's a good idea. Suicide man, would you please...
It brings on many changes.
Check into the solar flare.
Have the suicide man check that out.
What stylish solar flare
We need suicide man to check into the solar flare action, particularly causing problems in Redwood City.
Check out
with
this
Tony's
action.
Phone. And Suicide Man, while you're at it, would you just check out Tony's phone and make sure it's working properly?
If you hear a phone tone, hang up and try again.
Suicide Man, I got a message here for you.
A messenger?
Suicide Man, I got a message here.
A merry messenger.
There's a suicide girl out there on Periscope, on the Periscope app.
Everybody's having the same problem, not just me. And yes, there is a big solar storm washing across the planet, and I'm sorry, I don't mean to talk like that.
Is that why you're coming in such a spotty fashion?
Your garbled sound sounds great, though.
Good garble.
Static in that manner.
Okay.
But Tony's not garbling.
No, he's not, but...
Tony sounds good. But where's my son? My son didn't call tonight, did he?
And it was this thing, and what a twisted country! Oh,
all right.
So have the steward bring in the tea, please.
I'll just you take a tad
Keep
at
going.
Just about
Keep
yay
going.
Big over there.
Keep going down. Oh
okay.
yeah.
Oh yeah, going down. Yeah.
Keep right. going down. There you go. Down. That's pretty good. That's
Notions.
Pretty good. Yeah, it's really.
Hardware, it's all about headphone volume. Yeah.
It's really tricky.
Everything in radio.
Yes. Easy pain.
Well, see, this one has got a bad side.
Removes two pains.
And so it's like super soft. And this one is like really five times as loud.
Works
maybe
great
ten
on
times.
Need
anguish.
a little
agony.
I just need to sort of put it over. This one's
a little show from one ear.
All irritations.
I need a pad here.
An iPad does everything.
Puzz, you need to make those. You need to make motorcade crashes for the season.
Yes.
You know? What?
Motorcade crushes. Okay. No, really, it'll happen. It'll happen. McKinley never got to hear that piano that he ordered for the White House. You know?
Hey, I've got a great new idea. Ready?
Okay.
Start at whatever point in the numerical sequence you feel most comfortable.
The chair yields the floor to the table.
Adding to the magic. The magic of radio.
Whoa.
Can you feel the love tonight? I sure can.
Look, everybody stood up. It's a rhetorical question, folks. You don't have to actually send the answer.
You can stand up and just cheer and clap.
In your beds and then go back to sleep. Yeah.
Pump your fists in the air.
As if you've won.
Or just give me the slow clap, you know, that's the main thing.
You mean to tell me you run a radio station out of your home? I've got to hear about this.
Absolutely. I just sit right on the couch in the living room, talk into one of these. The wire goes all the way out to the satellite uplink, and as if by magic, everyone in America hears my voice.
The pioneers an obnoxious sound of every kind.
You can make an income doing this?
You bet you can. There's a potential of 8 million satellite dish owners. Multiply that by $10 a holler. Why, it's more than I can count. Think. I actually get paid for watching television.
It's really amazing.
I think those guys are rotten, dirty, yellow rat.
Those dirty, stinking, foul,
scum-sucking dogs.
Why I ought to? Oh well.
Let I think there's just the little like.
They just want you to lose your temper.
I'd like to eviscerate them. Sure. Remember that last time, that last show where we were talking about
eviscerating? We had to put those entrails back. Yes,
we were eviscerating here, eviscerating there.
Yeah, right. Here and eviscerate, there and eviscerate.
Everywhere and evisceration going on.
Yeah, there was a lot of disemboweling going on.
A little doubt disemboweling. A lot of big knives were drawn.
The
night of big knives.
As Shakespeare says in Henry IV, Part 1, "Emboweled will I see thee anon." Yes.
He was talking about the lawyers and the... Well, after the lawyers came the advocates, though.
He's actually talking about Sir John Falstaff
and the lobbyists.
Lying apparently dead on the battlefield.
Yeah, emboweled is the way I would rather see it.
You get emboweled, they carry you back without...
You know, and Sir John Falstaff probably had a lot of bowels.
He sure did. You know? And you don't need him anymore after you've been slain in battle.
Yeah.
Your bowels...
It took him a long time to build that bowelage up.
True. In fact, it was said, and not in the complimentary way of Sir John, that he lards the lean earth as he walks along. Ew. He's so fat and greasy, you see, he kind of greases it up as he walks along. That's the concept, at any rate. I mean, he's a fat dude.
Hey, somebody's trying to call.
No, a caller. Look, get him. No, wait, he's coming through. Somebody want to take this.
Final.
Yeah.
Final. And that's the end of
us. Whatever your will.
Love is free and the freeway is long. I got some hot love on the hot love
highway. Your hands are through the glass. Very soon, they will be one. You will try, but you will not be able to. You will try soon. You will try soon. You will try now, but you will not. You cannot move them.
Right, that's lunch.
You made let loose of my hands now. You wish to let loose of my hands now, because when you do, it will make you very happy. Very happy. So young. All brightness. And butterflies are a wonder to behold. See them? See them? There's one resting on a rose bush, one whose wings you can almost touch. There, reach out, Brooke. Touch those wings. You can almost... No, it flew away. There is no need to weep. Your mother is coming. Can you see?
Some people call it fate. Others may call it destiny.
Why don't you say something?
What does she do? What does your mother usually do when you are about to cry?
Don't worry, I've done this 90 times.
Oh my God, now this is the hard part. He's ready to kill again.
Glob wrote about how the bog people were wrenched out of the mud. Almost indistinguishable from the mud, muddy specimens.
Is that the bad sounds of outside of the
puzzling evidence?
Wait a minute.
Oh, the bad sounds of the bad outside world.
In Hitler's submarine.
Something. Yeah, I see.
Hitler's submarine was held on
so
the bottom.
So what is this plug here?
By
this
the
plug
scratching
is,
hands.
Oh, I see. What is
that?
What is that plug?
Irritated skin.
It's plugging, that's not it's plugging right. away over here.
And somebody is on the other end of the phone. Don't be afraid. Don't be afraid. Be afraid.
Who is it?
Obviously, we're not using on our mission, but
now you can have your.
Don't be afraid. Be afraid.
If you want access, click here.
This is your show. Your show.
Stereo. It showed them both sitting on a couch, stereo. Nervously waiting the moment when mono would become stereo. And they were nervously talking to fill up the time until moment.
It was a massive problem. And accidentally, all of San Francisco was given a small electric shock. It wasn't meant to be that way.
Can you hear the gods laughing? I can.
And all the iPads began laughing.
Spiritual flair.
I'm listening to it right now.